It's Saturday the 28th of March 2015 and I'm back at Hull Station. I'm going to catch a train to Manchester Airport via Manchester and take my first Cathay Pacific flight from Manchester to Hong Kong. They started this direct flight a few months ago, having stopped it many years ago, so I'm looking forward to seeing what this is like. There's an interesting YouTube video about it, if you want to look that up, if you're interested in these things. My only disappointment is that it doesn't seem to be a proper Cathay Pacific lounge there, but nevertheless, I haven't left Hull yet, so we'll see how this goes. And I'm on my way to Hong Kong, then on to Beijing, and then to Luzhou in Sichuan province to spend a week there in mainland China.
We will shortly be arriving at Brough. If you are leaving the train, please make sure you take all your personal belongings with you. Brough. Next stop, Powden. Selby. Next stop, leave. You will be calling at Leeds, Dewsbury, Huddersfield, Stalley Bridge and Manchester Piccadilly. This is Huddersfield. Next stop, Stalley Bridge. This is Stalley Bridge. Next stop, Manchester Piccadilly.
Ladies and gentlemen, in a few moments time we will be arriving into Manchester Piccadilly where this train terminates. Please ensure you have all your luggage and personal belongings with you before you leave the service. We'll advise customers to take extra care today whilst on our bottom station as well, because this wet weather can cause services to become quite slippery. On behalf of myself, I'm First Transpan and Express. Thank you all for travelling with us today. I'll be on a pleasant journey. I wish everyone a good day. Next and final stop is Manchester Piccadilly.
Welcome aboard our Cathay Pacific flight of 358 going to Hong Kong. We're all ready at the luggage, waiting for the last normal passengers. And then we'll be on our way with a computer flight time of about 11 hours and 3 minutes. Weather on the road is going to be fine with your digital light jet. With the forecast for Hong Kong, it's going to be a fine morning with a temperature in the low 20s. And only flight service mentioned today we have Alice. And she will shortly be showing you for our safety waiting. And the briefing contains the important information about all the special attention, please. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Cathay Pacific and Smart Team, welcome aboard the X358, our one-world flight to Hong Kong. From our couple of club members, it is a pleasure to see you again. My name is Alan, your in-flight first manager. We'll take us to Hong Kong in 11 hours and 3 minutes. We're looking forward to making your journey a pleasant and comfortable one. May I please have your attention for the safety demonstration. Thank you.
And the temperature of about 22 degrees Celsius. At this time, subject to air traffic control in Hong Kong, we estimate to be on the parking bay at about 7.35 on the current time. That's 20 minutes ahead of our schedule. I trust you enjoy the flight in Hong Kong, Cathay Pacific and over.
position. Stow your table and footrest and check that your seatbelt is securely fastened. Mobile phones and portable electronic devices with cellular, Wi-Fi and Bluetooth functions must be switched off until after landing or set to aeroplane mode. Larger electronic devices such as laptops, notebooks and portable DVD players must load under the seat in front of you or at the overhead compartment. Shortly after landing, cabin crew will advise you when it is safe to switch on your cellular functions again. In a few minutes, we'll be collecting your headsets and initial donations. Thank you. Cabin crew, pre-landing checks, please.
Remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until the seatbelt sign has been turned off. Please be careful when opening the overhead compartments as items inside may fall out. Kindly take all your belongings with you when leaving the aircraft. Mobile phones and portable electronic devices with cellular functions may now be switched on. It has been a pleasure looking after you and we hope to see you again soon. Thank you for flying Cathay Pacific, a member of the One World Alliance.
Joining me on the flight deck today is Senior Press Officer Michael Hoon. It is my pleasure on behalf of the entire crew to welcome you aboard this flight CX390 to Beijing.
The flight time once we get going is estimated at 2 hours and 37 minutes. That's a fairly quick flight time, but that's due to the fact we'll be travelling with some jet streams. Jet streams are impossible to predict with regards to turbulence, so I do ask any time that you're in your seat that you do have your seatbelt loosely fastened. Beijing's forecasting are fine and, as one would expect, hazy conditions for our arrival. In charge of the cabin is Ratana. Ratana will shortly be showing this aircraft safety briefing. It contains important information and I ask you pay particular attention. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Molly Sinasa. Very good to see you. My name is Doris and you're here.
Please go ahead and ask.
On behalf of Cathay Pacific and my team, welcome on board CX390, our one-way flight to Beijing. Today's flight is operated in conjunction with Dragon Air KA5390 and Air China CA6604. To members of our Manpropolo Club, it's a pleasure to see you again. My name is Ritana, your in-flight service manager. Captain Johnny Duncan has reduced herself and once again our flight time to Beijing will be approximately 2 hours and 37 minutes. We are happy to be at your service and looking forward to making your journey with us a safe and pleasant one. Please let us know if you need any assistance. We invite you now to please sit back, relax and enjoy our Cathay Pacific service. Thank you.
The descent into Beijing. It is a very early descent. This is under Beijing's control at the moment, so we will be level and flying a little bit lower than usual for some time. The weather in Beijing currently is, well, hazy, 4,000 metres visibility and 19 degrees Celsius. And depending on traffic and Beijing air traffic control, we should have you disembarking at the gate at a local time of about 25 minutes past 12 in the afternoon. On behalf of the entire crew, thanks for flying with us and cabin crew 40 minutes to landing. Thank you.
and welcome to Beijing. It is a safety requirement that you remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until the seatbelt sign has been turned off. Mobile phones and portable electronic devices with cellular functions may now be switched on. Please be careful when opening the overhead compartment that items inside do not fall out. Please also ensure that you have all your belongings with you before leaving the aircraft. It has been a pleasure looking after you today, and we do hope to see you again soon. On behalf of Captain Jenny Duncan and my team, thank you for flying Cathay Pacific, a member of the One World Alliance, and enjoy your stay in Beijing. Goodbye.
It's now Monday the 30th of March 2015. Sunday the 29th seemed to have got missed out of this particular podcast. That's mainly because it was spent in the air, landing in Hong Kong, flying to Beijing and then on to Chongqing. And then a 2.5 hour drive here to Luzhou. So it was a long day yesterday and the day before. Still prefer to do it that way than to fly direct with any of the Chinese airlines. I don't mind coming to Beijing with British Airways, provided the price is right, but I really enjoy flying with Cathay Pacific, and got rewarded with an upgrade to business class from Manchester to Hong Kong, which was really nice. And then my colleague upgraded me on the China Airlines flight from Beijing to Chongqing to their first class, which is like regional business class, which was quite nice. So I'm now here in Luzhou. Been here since last night. Already feel I've eaten far too much. Seems to be food every turn. Arrived last night without any need for any dinner, but nevertheless had dinner. But it was nice to see an old friend, Sally Chan, who's now at the University of Newcastle in New South Wales. Last worked with Sally when she was head of school at National University of Singapore when I was a visiting professor there for a few years. And Sally and I are here to speak at the conference this week. And then this lunchtime we had lunch and I met my translator from 3 years ago, Daniel, who is really excellent. I was really glad to see him because you're really in safe hands with him. Very expert and very, very good fun too. And then this afternoon Sally and I went to the hospital to sign an agreement, as it said on the programme, and we ended up listening to a long speech from the director about the city and the province and about the hospital, and we were shown a presentation which was interesting to get to know more about the place. Then we both signed memorandums of understanding between our universities. At least mine had already been pre-signed because I'm not authorised to sign these things, thank goodness, but we'd had it checked by our legal department and our the head of our research office signed it. I took it. It was signed today by the president, and my student Chen Yanhua will take it back with her to Hull. And also Sally and I were appointed as visiting professors of the affiliated medical college. It's actually now the Sichuan Medical University, and we were appointed as visiting professors for 3 years. And then, much to our surprise, we were asked to give speeches, which I guess we managed, struggling a bit with jet lag. I think Sally did much better than I did. And much to my surprise, Sally speaks fluent Mandarin. I had no idea. And then we took a question and answer session from some of the staff and students there. Again, that was a great surprise to us. This is the sort of thing that happens in China. You can prepare as much as you like, but you're never quite totally prepared for what's going to happen. Always kind of keeps you on your toes. I believe I'm also giving a talk to students at the hospital at the end of the week. Again, that was a bit of a surprise, but I don't mind doing it. I haven't decided exactly what I'm going to talk about yet, but the point is that I'd actually decided not to go and see the pandas, which is a big thing around here because it's 250 kilometres away, and I've already had 2.5 hours driving here, and I don't want to do any more driving. So instead of just giving me a day off to do my own work, they felt they had to fill it with me giving a talk at a hospital. Had to cut the podcast there because of some annoying interference from a mobile phone. It was possibly mine, I'm not very sure, but anyway, it makes that horrible noise over the speaking. So tonight's back to more eating in about 15 minutes, a banquet. Not the food that I like the most, although I tend to like the food in Sichuan province, but banquets tend to be fairly bland. And the other problem is they're too plentiful. And this will probably involve a great deal of drinking, and the drink of choice is Chinese white wine, which isn't wine at all. Just to warn anybody who doesn't know that, it's spirits of about something like 80% alcohol, something like that. It's absolutely foul. And what I'll try and do is start drinking beer or some red wine or something instead. It's only drunk in very, very small quantities anyway. So hopefully I can get out of shoveling great amounts of this white wine down my throat, because I cannot imagine it does you much good at all. So that's the day over. Tomorrow there's a conference starting at 8 o'clock, and what I hope to do is get to the gym tomorrow, which I found up on the 12th floor, and somebody's going to come up with me later and show me how the machines work, because the instructions are all in Chinese. I could probably work it out, but we'll see.